the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And it's second Friday of the month. That means it's Raisin Energy, Energy Healing on the air with Sarah. Having a tad bit of trouble calling in. Let's see if Sarah made it. Sarah, are you on the board?
I am. Hello, Nicole.
Hi. So, welcome back. Glad you made it. And the calls are not on the board yet as yet. I think people are having a little bit of a challenge getting through. So we're just refreshing and working on that in the background here while you reintroduce yourself and let us know what's up for today.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm Sarah Lascano of Raisin Energy, and I'm an energy medicine practitioner, and it's my passion to find out what's blocking your health and get it unstuck. So I look in the body and find where energy is not moving the way it should be, and that can happen from any kind of stress, whether it's emotional, mental, down from your family, or from your environment. So many ways that stresses can affect our physical health, our mental health, how we feel, our energy levels, our immune system's function, and more. So that's what we do. We look for places where things aren't moving and get those blockages cleared so the body can function in better health and start working on healing.
Do you work with animals as well as people?
I do sometimes work with animals, yes. It's not who I work with most of the time, but I have worked with several. And animals actually have gotten great results listening to my digital program, so that's kind of interesting. I actually had a dog who healed a chronic Lyme infection by recovering, fixing something in her immune system that was unable to fight that tick-borne illness. So that was a lovely story. I think plants, animals, land, all kinds of different energy structures can benefit from this type of healing.
Well, the reason I ask is while we're waiting for the callers to come on the board here, I actually have a situation with my dog where she's got a chronic cough and everything we've tried has not worked. So it's something to do if you'd like.
Yeah, that would be lovely. So tell me a little bit more about your dog's, first, what is your dog's name?
So on her cool days, anyway, Poppy.
Cute.
And it's like a bronchitis / kennel cough kind of thing. She has a collapsed trachea issue, so she's she gets this problem usually like once a year, and you get antibiotics and it clears up, but it really isn't clearing up much this time.
Okay. And how old is Poppy?
We don't know because they just guess when you rescue dogs. But they, based on their guesstimate, maybe 13.
Okay, so she's a little older. And how long has this, how many years has this been going on?
Maybe 3 or 4.
And any kind of major stress in her life when the symptoms started? So anything significant?
We did move.
Did you say moved?
Yeah. It was when we relocated 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. All right. And do you remember if that was hard for her?
I don't remember it being particularly difficult. It's always traumatic on animals. They don't know what the hell's going on. And everything's going in boxes and, It was traumatic for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the major life stresses for a good reason.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, can you think of anything else to mention?
No, not really.
Okay. And do you have any, to your knowledge, was she abused before you rescued her?
Yeah, I think she was in some way. She had trauma for sure.
Okay, had trauma. All right. All right, perfect. All right, well, let's tune into Poppy here and see what we can do.
All right.
All right, so Poppy is feeling a little shy. Why don't you, as her owner, just give permission for her energy to be balanced and, you know, we're not going to do anything harmful, to be very gentle. But just tell her it's fine and it's okay. It won't hurt her at all.
Okay.
In the way that's perfect for you. Yeah.
Do you want me to say that out loud? Or just kind of,
you don't have to. No, you can just say it to her. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Doing that now.
Perfect. That worked. Okay. All right. So I am going to start in her heart area, in the chest. So let's just find out what needs to be balanced there in her heart energy. Okay, sadness. We're going to clear sadness.
They did say they found a bit of a heart murmur this time too. Part of the whole package that's contributing to it.
Okay. The way we think about pets can be maybe different than reality because none of us are a pet, so we don't really know exactly how they process everything around them. But what I'm hearing from Poppy is there's some kind of sadness around leaving some other person behind. So what I first think about is like litter mates or even attachment with, I mean, I don't know, maybe a foster caregiver, maybe a mother, who knows? But there's some kind of sadness of leaving somebody behind. So we're just going to hold that and clear that energy in our heart.
Okay.
And we're just going to link this into feeling safe because when we have separation anxiety, especially, I see this a lot in parent-child pairs. If the parent had severe separation anxiety in their childhood, maybe even if it's only for 6 months or 3 months or just when they started kindergarten or it typically, if it is unresolved and has not been processed, it will manifest in their children. So I frequently find when parents are having a hard time getting their kids to go to school or feel comfortable or safe, there's usually some unresolved energy in their own childhood. So we're going to hold this for Poppy and knowing that there could be so many factors that could lead to this sadness, but we're inviting it to shift and leave because this heart, of course, is the harmonizer for the entire body. It's the broadcaster. If you look into HeartMath as an organization that studies the heart, a lot of interesting facts about the heart. There are more neurons in the heart than there are in the brain, they're finding. And so the heart is a powerhouse. So disruption here can really has far-reaching effects. The heart energy also governs our immune system. So that's very key for any sort of chronic condition. All right, so we're just holding the heart energy here, letting go, clearing fear of being left behind, maybe some kind of anxiety of not feeling safe, but I'm feeling sadness, not as much anxiety. So we're just going to hold that here and really unburden her chest. Now we're going to connect that down to, in our body, it's the navel area. In her body, it's somewhere, you know, at the bottom, a base of the chest, that solar plexus type energy center, and connectedness, centeredness. And we're going to hold that for her. Okay, good. Coming back up to the chest. And there's some congestion in that upper chest. So we'll just hold any lymph, maybe the upper portion of her lungs. We could also hold the bronchi and the airway, but not up in her throat. We're down a little lower. And we're just going to hold that, holding any congestion or heaviness, resistance. And we're clearing inflammation. Definitely in the airways and the lymphatic system. So we're holding lymph and airways, bronchi, bronchioles, you know, all the way down, not just the big guys, but also the little ones. And we're just going to clear inflammation. Okay, so we're just going to hold that idea that we balanced a second ago with being left behind or leaving something behind. And we're going to mirror that. So I really felt that was at the beginning of Poppy's life. But we want to connect it to the move 3 to 4 years ago. So any sadness at leaving, I don't know, her favorite smells, her favorite walk, her favorite place to lay in the sun, her favorite buddy next door, any aspect. We're clearing any sadness at being uprooted and moving. And for any of us listening to this, we all have moves where we have had to leave things behind, whether it was a childhood friend, a school, community, even a country or a different state. You know, we can have major moves and they can be very, very, they can really affect us, especially in our childhood. And it's kind of similar here to what Poppy probably felt. She didn't know what was going on, and she didn't quite understand. The same can be true when we are children. So as we're doing this for Poppy, elements of this balance can also help you, whoever is listening here, with any old trauma from being uprooted and moved. Because our entire body feels better when we have routines. Routine helps us feel safe. It helps us feel settled. It helps us ground. So when we do make a big change, not that that's a bad thing. It's great to make changes happen, but they can be disruptive for our physiology and for our mind. All right. So just connecting to the move and clearing any sadness of leaving anything behind for Poppy here. All right. Good. All right. Now let's go into her airways, figure out where here. So we're going to start deep. We're going to start in those little bronchioles, which are the little tiny branches that go off into the lungs and into the little air sacs, the alveoli at the end, which is where the air exchange actually happens. So we're going down these little tiny branches. or balancing the connective tissue, the structure and connective tissue there to release any of that sadness and grief that we mentioned earlier. All right, good. And we're just going to hold an allergy. Now, does Poppy have any allergies that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And, yeah, I'm just, let's just balance her to her environment. So when you moved, was it a local move or did you change regions of?
No, it was local.
It was local. Okay.
It was from a huge place, so it was a bit harrowing.
From a huge place to a smaller?
Slightly smaller, yeah. So it was a large, you know, unpleasant move.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in her environment that's agitating her in some way. So is this a seasonal thing or does it happen anytime?
It used to be more in summer, and I thought it was getting triggered by heat, like extreme heat when it's really heat wave. But, mm-hmm. You know, she got it this Christmas, so that's new.
Okay. Yeah, there's something. Let me just I'm feeling like there's something in the air that's bothering her. So let's just balance her to airborne allergens. Typical things are dust, smoke. People get pretty sensitive. I don't know about pets, but to dust mites. Even there could even be mold, and mold is something that can happen you can get exposed to in the winter because of leaves, but also in the summer, spring and fall. So there are some allergens that are year round or can come and go through the year. Mm. But whatever, we're just going to hold any kind of allergen that she might be sensitive to. We're going to try and desensitize her to it.
Okay.
And so we do have, we have mast cells in our immune system that respond to allergens, and then we have inflammatory cytokines that can feed the fire, that can have us overreact and send those communication signals. So we're going to balance all of those, these allergenic or propagating that allergy response type chemicals and hormones in the immune system. So we're going to balance that for her to decrease. The objective is to decrease sensitivity.
Perfect.
All right, good. So decreasing that, we're going to actually link that in with the gut also, because the microbiome has a key role in our reactivity to all kinds of things. 80% of the immune system is in the gut. And we're just going to hold her microbiome. Now, interestingly, we do have a microbiome in the respiratory tract, too. So let's just hold microbiome for her. First, balancing in the gut with the immune system link. And then in the respiratory tract with this, some kind of inhalant irritation link. And we do have cells in the respiratory tract that help protect us from any kind of inhalant that we don't need, that's not good for us, that's toxic, kind of toxin clearing. Those, I believe, are the Clara cells. But we'll balance those cells in the respiratory tract. Yeah, Claricels. Okay. And now let me just hold inflammation for her real quick. And calming that inflammation, because inflammation is typically, I mean, if you think about when you have a cold and you have a lingering cough, as long as you don't have a bacterial infection, it's irritation of that throat that from drip, from remnants of a cold, that's what makes us have that irritating cough. And so we want to just hold irritation in her entire respiratory tract with the intention of decreasing and balancing her mucosal membranes to any kind of allergen to decrease inflammation. Now, a final thought. Our pets frequently are taking on energy for us, their owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there, well, often there is some kind of energetic link between what illnesses they have and what energy we may be carrying that we're having trouble dealing with or they're trying to help us move. So we'll just balance Poppy's energy to your energy and invite anything that is a factor there to come to your awareness and clear or to get it moving in some way that isn't painful so that Poppy doesn't have to carry that in her lungs and have this annoying cough.
All right. Bracing myself.
Yeah, we'll be gentle, right? So, you know, just food for thought. Typically, the lungs carry grief. That's their primary emotion in traditional Chinese medicine. I find fear also. Fear and grief tend to hide out in the lungs. Of course, any emotion could get stuck there. Any energy, not just doesn't have to just be emotion. But let's just hold that and encourage movement. All right, very good. All right, so do you have any questions, Nicole, on anything I did?
I don't think so. I'm just going to keep an eye on her, and I appreciate you doing that very much because it's been quite chronic. She's been through a lot in the last couple of weeks. And also we have new other callers, so I don't want to take up all the time, but greatly appreciate that. Thank you. And I'm going to
let
you know how she
does. Yeah,
you're
welcome. Keep us posted. Yeah, good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we've got, 415 and then 203, you're in the rings. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. So I've recently just been thinking that, if there's anything that you can clear with me or related to, it's been like a year that I've been applying for jobs and basically like my soul is not letting me get anything. I'm trying to like support myself like with base pay with that, but I've been thinking the last couple of days that I'm going to maybe just forget all of that and just focus, because I've been focusing on my business on the side, and it's like, let's just move this forward faster. So anything that is like any beliefs that are in the way or something of me having like full confidence that I can start, you know, signing up like clients right now, because it would bring in a lot of money quickly as soon as that started happening. Like, and things are in the works.
Okay.
Yeah, anything with that?
Okay, good. Yeah, let me tune in. All right. So the first thing that's really coming in loud and clear is that we are co-creating with the universe, right? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
So sometimes, and I have been guilty of this myself in multiple places in my life, with health and with business, probably even relationships if I took a step back and looked at it critically. But it's sometimes we feel that we are powerless and we feel stuck. And we are, because there's energy blocking us, which is why you're calling in. But the what can happen over time is we give up our power, forget that we are co-creating. We feel that we are a victim of some kind of timeline or a victim of what we're ready for or the timing. Yeah, all of that. So what we want to make sure we don't do is fall into that trap of feeling powerless. We have to have our power. And then we have to look for what is blocking me from taking action and what might be blocking my success. So the first thing I want to do for you is to make sure that your power is crystal clear, that you have access to your power to start your business, to attract the right clients, for everything to fall into place just as you want it. Now, we know that there are business mechanics, right? You have to have the marketing piece, and you have to have the right message, and you have to find the right people who need you. And those mechanics are execute. I'll call that execution. It's business execution. And we have to do those things when we are energetically unencumbered. We're inspired, we learn, we take those next steps, and things start to happen. When we are out of our power, we don't seem to find the right resources. So it is a multifaceted problem, but we want to make sure that power is crystal clear, that you are co-creating. Now,
well,
how
I
do you...
I think that what happened was... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you. Well, I think what happened was for a while I was like, okay, I'm in a new area, and I was figuring out how to get these corporate contracts, and there's been a lot of shifts in the last month, and things are rolling in. They're like, I have a contract out, I'm waiting for it to come back, and there's some other things, like I'm making key connections now, like I figured out how to do it here, how to start it up. So I think that just like, I think it's like reworking of like, okay, well, I can do this and I don't need to carry around that old mindset of like, let me go try to get a job for base pay or whatever. But so it's like, it's sort of a reframing because I've been in that zone for so long of like, I guess, thinking that I needed something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I think an affirmation also, you know, we can work on that energetically. I think that's part of your power too, is confidence in yourself, right?
Well,
I have
there's
the
like,
power.
You know, for whatever reason, there's like delays. Like there's been delays or, you know, like I want people to, like I'm ready for people to sign up now, or at least like that's where I want to be, to accept the money. And so I'm sorry, go ahead. I have the power. I'll write it down. What's the affirmation?
It's still crystallizing here as I listen to you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to listen. Okay. That might just be it. I have the power.
What about I'm ready? Do you feel ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for the... Still like maybe 20% on the edge. Like I have these conversations with myself is like, what I'm doing is not new. I have done corporate contracts. And also I've been teaching this stuff for a million years. I'm just doing it in a new area with like what I'm perceiving as bigger companies or something more important. So it's like, this is like that sort of kind of falls into like, so that's where some kind of doubt kind of sometimes comes up a little bit here and there of like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. So let's hold that for a sec. Yeah, I'm ready. I think that I think that's the affirmation. Let's bring in you're ready. Like there might be some little voices of I'm not ready. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about or this is different somehow and I'm not sure I'm going to be successful. What if they don't like me? What you know, all those sabotaging thoughts that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can energetically align you to I'm ready. No, I'm ready. And discount those thoughts and really focus your energy. I'm ready. I'm ready. So I would invite you to journal, you know, make a list. What are all the reasons that you're ready to really get this part of your business up and running, to work with these clients, to have them say yes, to get going? Maybe you have bookkeeping in place. Maybe you have testimonials that you know people you've had successes and people love what you do. Whatever it is, make a list of what are all the reasons that you are ready for this. And what might be helpful to figure out where to target your energy to clear is where are the places that you don't feel ready. And those are the belief systems and possibly some processes, you know, possibly some actual business execution things that you could work on as well. So that's one piece I would recommend. But let me just hold this feeling of not being ready, and let's figure out where we could loosen that up for you.
Okay.
So I'm picking up on an old pattern of self-doubt in the spleen and just under the left rib cage. So maybe diaphragm, maybe bottom of the lungs, something in that lower left side, just right at the ribs. So let me just hold that. And what we want to do is look for any patterns of self-doubt, doubting your strengths, negative self-talk, any of that that could be stored here, we want to clear it. We're connecting that with lack of strength. And we're linking that with a virus.
You know, it also feels like I'm really going to be seen here, like once I do start, because it's such a small, like kind of town community. And mm-hmm. everybody talks like gossips with one another. And like, I can really use it to my benefit because then once you start doing one gig, like, they all start talking, like you get other ones. So I know everyone always likes what I do and I do a good job, but there's like some hesitation related to that. And I'm not used to living in such like a fishbowl, like mm-hmm. environment, like a small, yeah.
You know, I'm not picking up on much energy there. I think it's going back to the self-doubt. Like maybe there's a part of you that thinks, well, what if someone's not happy and then they all start talking about me?
Right,
know.
Okay.
I'm not picking up on any fear of not being seen personally.
Okay.
I think it's more
I agree with you. The self-doubt.
Yeah. I think that's where it's at. So we're clearing spleen and any link in with old viruses. So, you know, we typically get exposed to viruses that anchor energy. Epstein-Barr is a classic. Herpes zoster is another. There are different ones. Zoster's great about storing fear, for sure. But let's just see. Do we need to know kind of virus? We don't really need to know. So we're just going to open up to whatever might be hiding in your body at a low, stressful state. You know, it's below the radar, no symptoms, but it's constantly taxing your system. We're going to clear that. Let the immune system know it can come and clean it up. And there's an element of autoimmunity. So any aspect or tendency in your body toward autoimmunity, inflammation, we want to hold that in the immune system and clear it. So we kind of did a little balance like this for Poppy a moment ago, but we really want to clear any, well, we didn't really do autoimmune, but we want to clear any confusion in the immune system of what is a foreigner and what is a body tissue that doesn't need to be attacked. We don't need to muster a response for anything that is part of us. And so we're just going to balance that idea in your immune system. And we're going to link it in with that self-critical voice, you know, that that little nagging voice that likes to attack you. Oh, you didn't do a good job, or you could have done this better. This is why maybe you're not as good as you think you are. And those little tiny voices, even if they're in the past, even if they're subconscious, you're not even aware of them, can create that self-doubt that you're feeling, and it can hold us back from really stepping in and creating the results we want in our businesses. So we're holding this entire pattern here. Now, for anybody listening to this, you know, here we're bouncing this for Jessica with business, but this could also apply to a relationship or, you know, there's so many aspects. Even our health, we can be afraid to do certain things to start getting results or make a change. Or so in any place where you feel you might be holding yourself back due to a critical voice in your head, whispering in your ear maybe, we're clearing that here in the immune system. Now we're just going to take that into the thymus, which is a gland that helps train our T cells, which are some primary killer cells in our immune system, and it is in the heart energy. It's in the chest. And psycho-spiritually, it has to do with our identity. So we want to clear this negative self-talk, this lack of confidence, or it's not even a lack of confidence, but holding ourselves back and then attacking the self when we feel that what we did wasn't perfect or good enough, we judge. We're going to clear that in this thymus gland, this link between the heart energy and the immune system. Okay, very good. All right. So, Jessica, I would really sit with I am ready and see what comes up for you. Like maybe bring that into meditation or when you have a quiet moment, sit down with that. I am ready. I'm ready for my next step. And just see what comes up. Feel it in your body. See if you feel tightness or pressure or if a memory comes to mind or just open to receive information. And we're going to set the intention that your personality is ready to receive awareness of anything that might be holding you back. So with that, we can kind of open and allow your body to show that next step. And hopefully we've really opened up that spleen and the immune system to stop attacking yourself so that you can feel ready to take that next step. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you definitely picked up, like, that's what I actually have been sitting with the last couple of days. So I will do it more so. Yeah. Thank you
for
the
healing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just do it after hopefully our session. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Keep us posted.
I will. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, I see. I was on mute that whole time. I'm going to say we have 10 minutes to the top. It was seed healing. Let's see who's the recipient of that. I think I said 203 was next. So 203, it's you. Speed healing for you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Hello to you both.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, I'm really brokenhearted. It's become clear after trying my hardest for about 6 years to be on good terms with my daughter-in-law that it's pretty much over. My time with my granddaughter has been chipped away and chipped away and chipped away from, you know, overnight visits to now driving a 3-hour drive to meet at a museum, which is not doable for me because it's so exhausting and I won't get time with my daughter. Granddaughter, the daughter is extremely controlling, you know, even with language. So can you look into this? I'm devastated, unsure about what's happening to me with all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, let me tune in real quick. All right, so I'm just holding the connection between you and daughter-in-law. And there's it's like a law of the universe, it's a principle, that we have to be out of our power in order to be bullied. So the solution is to try to find our power in some way. It doesn't mean that we have to have it exactly how we want it to be, but maybe we could have it a little bit differently. So I would ask you to consider, are there other ways you could connect with your granddaughter that might be feasible, that may or may not be less controlled? And there may or may not, but we're going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what I have to do, and my answer to her is going to shut the door. And I will suggest that I do videos with my granddaughter through my son, you know, and that's heartbreaking, but I think that's probably all I'm going to have. If that.
Okay, well, if you can. Yeah. All right. So let me just energetically hold the link again between you and your daughter-in-law. And we're trying to disconnect any control, and we're trying to strengthen your field so that she cannot get into your boundaries. If your boundaries are strong with her, she can't violate them. But yes, look for other solutions, such as what you mentioned, for you to stay in some form of control, you know, not control, power, some form of power.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to strengthen your Wei Qi. This is a protective energy field in our body, protects us. And we're going to balance that especially to daughter-in-law's energy. So we're strengthening your Wei Qi, making sure she's out. She's not got any connections or hooks into your energy. And then we're pulling that through the energy field to really strengthen and be able to deflect her control, her manipulation. All right. Pat, I want you to try and send love to both your granddaughter and your daughter-in-law. And you don't have to love her personality or the way she acts, but if you can just, almost like saying a prayer, if you can just send light so that the parts of her that feel the need to control can be healed, hopefully this situation can shift. Okie doke.
You know what? I think OCD needs to be healed. I think it's just, I just don't, I will do that, and I have done it for 6 years. And
okay.
You know, it's like, okay, she wins. Can you just check my heart? Because I have concerns for myself.
I'll send light here real quick. We have to wrap up. Let me just send light to your whole being that you may be led to find a next step. Remember, the world is our mirror. So whenever things are happening to us, there's something in it for us. It doesn't mean we're responsible for it. It means that there's something in it for us, and we have to look within as well as outside. So let's just hold that in the heart.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. We are actually 2 minutes to the very tippy top. We tried to keep that open as long as we could there. But we do want to get some shameless self-promotion before you run off, Sarah.
Okay. I would like to actually offer a special for all of our News for the Soul listeners. If you're interested in checking out my digital healing program, which is really convenient and affordable, head on over to either my profile or my website. You can find me at newsforthesoul.org or raisenenergy.com. And I would like to offer a discount. You can try my digital program for just $5 for your first month. Do that by using a coupon code at checkout, News for the Soul. Okay, coupon code News for the Soul to get your first month of my digital healing program for just $5. All right, thank you for this month. We'll be back next month.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, and thanks for helping Poppy today. I'll let you know how it goes, Sarah, and be well.
Thank
you. Sarah is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and we're back with more in a little bit.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.